The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
Yes, Harry Styles has sold out the Three Arena. He's playing there tonight, and I'm sure some of you listening will be going. Others wish they were going. Pat Carty, the writer for Hot Press and the broadcaster, is with me. Pat, anyone who sells out the Three Arena will have a certain level of fame. But has Harry Styles transcended the regular level of fame for people in his position?
I think so, yeah. I think even people who don't know his records very well will know who he is, you know, and recognise the name. He's one of those guys, maybe they, like me, maybe they heard a lot of his name repeated a lot in their houses when their daughters were growing up, and even their daughters who still aren't grown up talk about him a lot as well. But I think he's one of those guys. I think he's in a line of, his story is kind of in a line with maybe George Michael's before him and maybe Robbie Williams. Maybe he's in that kind of, that line.
Right.
No, not to take away from his artistry at all. That's just to say he has come from maybe what was considered a pop band, we'll say, maybe less than... You're looking at me now trying to get me to put a foot wrong.
No.
I have to walk home after this.
I'm fascinated as to where this is going. I mean, so when you mentioned he came from a pop band, he was in One Direction.
He was
so
in One Direction.
This kind of manufactured band, and I suppose maybe people would have assumed they would have gone the way most of these manufactured bands do. It'd be a certain level of fame for a certain amount of time, and then a couple of them might do one or two albums that would do moderately well, and then we might never hear from them again.
That's the kind of way it goes. But
that's the way it went for a lot of the other lads in the band.
But when you say a moderate level of fame, I mean One Direction. It's maybe
they're
hard.
Huge.
We're so big. I mean, they're four albums, and they're the only band in America in history to ever have their first four albums go to number one. They're the first British band to have their album go to number one in America. The thing to remember about them is that he entered that first of all. He entered that X Factor first of all on his own. And lost, you know, and he didn't make it to the final.
Oh, this is it. Yeah, and they brought a few lads back.
They brought a few lads they like the look of or they like the sound of. And then they brought them in for the band thing. Now, I'm not an expert on the X Factor, as you can probably tell. But they brought them in for the band section of it, if you can say band in that context. But the band section of it. But they didn't win that either.
There was a band section in my bookstore as well.
Yeah.
But
we won't go into that. But they didn't win that either. And then your man had enough, Simon Cowell had enough new to go, yeah, look, these lads are out, these have something, you know. And their success in America was absolutely phenomenal. I mean, the amount of sales, it's something like 70 million, including albums and singles, which is huge.
So then this phenomenal success, and then, as there always is, there's talk of them all kind of go off and do their old pet projects and solo projects. Like, at what point does Harry Styles begin to really peel away in terms of fame and fortune from the rest of the lads?
Because
we had kind of Niall Horan myopia here in this country.
Yeah, that's true. And we were biased for maybe Niall, which is fair enough. And I'm from the Midlands myself, so I have to, you know, give a shout out to Niall.
There was a time around when One Direction were at their pump that there was Twitter trending maps, and if you ever looked at these, and every moment, every day of every week of the year, Niall Horan would be trending in the Midlands in Ireland, no matter what was happening.
Well, I grew up in the Midlands. There's not an awful lot happening there, but I'm in the first place. Well, maybe I shouldn't say that.
Anyway,
Harry Styles, apparently it was his idea to take this indefinite hiatus for One Direction, not to exhaust the fans, I think is what was said. So he goes off and he starts, he gets his head together in California. And his first album then, which is called Harry Styles, comes out around 2017, I think it is, or 16.
Okay.
And again, number one in America, you know? And his single from it, Sign of the Times, I think that's what caught people maybe by surprise, because that's a really good song. And it maybe wasn't what people were expecting. He was compared in the press at the time. I don't know, maybe this is a bit generous, but the song was compared to David Bowie.
Mm.
You know, that's maybe a bit generous, but, you know, it was a huge hit. It's a good song. Again, if I can refer to my daughter, she was the one who played that in the house. And I was going, who's that? That's pretty good. And she says, Harry Styles. I went, oh, right. Is it?
Yeah.
You know, that kind of way I was
But it's not... And the music has been hugely successful.
Yeah,
we
played
a little bit of As It Was as well, which is, you know, another song that's proven to be successful for him.
It's the
look and everything, though, isn't it?
You could say with As It Was, I mean, it's as good as it was when A-ha released it.
Well, that's good. All pop music, really, is just the same three chords, as they say.
I mean, the look, he's a very, very good-looking man. That helps a lot. If he looked like me, I don't think he'd be selling out the stadium tonight. great. I don't think it'd go as easy for
you. You're fishing for compliments now.
And I'm not getting them either. But that's one thing. You know, his style, as in the clothes he wears, I mean, has always... I think that's very refreshing what he's at, you know. This kind of bisexuality that he's... Not bisexuality in his sexuality, but in his clothing.
And but there's a fluidity to his personality and his sexuality and all of that. And that fluidity kind of allows lots of people to like him for lots of different reasons.
But that really suits the times as well.
Yes, it does.
And I'm not saying that's calculated at all. That's not what I'm saying at all. But, I mean, he comes across as a smart fella. He was writing songs back in One Direction. You know, he wrote songs for Ariana Grande once they finished and things like that. So there's some artistry at work there. He's not, I don't think he's been manipulated at all. I think he's very much in control of his own career.
So will we look back, though, at him as another Bowie or another Robbie Williams? Because I don't think Robbie Williams really lived up to his height. I think that there came a point where he began to rest on his laurels.
Well, he went off looking for UFOs, I think Robbie Williams did, you know. Which you do, maybe if you have a lot of money, maybe you have time
That's
to do
what
that.
You do.
Will Harry Styles be remembered? I don't know. Rolling Stone put the second album in there. The last time they compiled the greatest 500 albums of all time, they had his second album in there. Which is, you can look at that whichever way you want. It's a different panel voting for it. His singles are great. Stevie Nicks, if rockers want to know something about him, considers him the son she never had and said that second album reminded her rumours and made her want to go back and write songs. He can say that's good or bad. He was able to, you know, he says his favourite album is Astral Weeks by Van Morrison. He talks about Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon. The songs are good.
All right.
You know,
all right.
I'm trying to convince you.
No, look, I am convinced, although I hope people don't get lost on the way to the Harry Styles gig tonight because I mentioned Three Arena. It's in the Aviva.
I walked up Grafton Street there and you can see the pink Stetsons and everything around the place. So it looks like it's going to be a great night.
Pink Stetsons and Stiletto.
That's all you want.
It doesn't matter who's playing. They'll sell in this country Pink Stetsons and Stilettos. Pat Carty, Hot Press magazine writer and broadcaster. Pat, thanks a million. Kieran, 40-year-old man here and a big fan. He is the next Bowie. So says one of our listeners. There you have it. 53106. Keep those texts coming at a cost of 30 cents. Lots still to come on the show today. After the break, though, we're going to be hearing the story of a woman who has been told that the nearest school place for her child would involve a 100-kilometre round trip. Stay with us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.